Almost all of California is under the threat of dangerous weather after a night of heavy rain and flooding. Santa Barbara Fire Chief Chris Mails.
We're counting in the 6 to 7 inches of rain up in the foothills at this point. So all that water has to come downstream.
Another plea to release the body of a Russian opposition leader.
Alexei Navalny's
mother in a video begging Vladimir Putin to return her son's remains for a proper burial. Still no cause of death reported. X suspended his widow Yulia's social media account this morning without citing any rules she may have violated. It has just restored it. Capital One is hoping to acquire Discover for $35 billion. CBS's Jolene Kent on the proposed deal.
Capital One, of course, stands to benefit a lot from this deal, given that Americans right now are using credit cards more than ever before.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say people can expect a more responsive state government. Governor Evers says tighter majorities will spur lawmakers to find middle ground on issues like Medicaid expansion.
I have to believe there is at least one Republican in the House or the Senate that agrees with us on that. And hope, you know, then maybe we could find a solution.
Evers signed the new maps into law yesterday. Today is spring primary day. Voters will narrow down races for local offices like school board, county board, and city council. There's a three-way primary for Milwaukee mayor. The polls are open until 8 tonight. We'll have election updates on many civic media stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today is primary election day in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids voters will narrow the pool of candidates running for the position of mayor. The candidates are Tom Terry Muse, Preston Seitz, Matt Zacker, and Nicholas Palmquist. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. If you're not sure where you vote, you can visit myvote.wi.gov to find your ward and where you need to go to place your vote. If you haven't registered, you can do same-day registration at your polling place. You can check your registration at myvote.wi.gov and find out more information about what you need to register. Kiwanis Youth Outdoors Day, scheduled for Saturday, February 24th, has been canceled. With no snow and the projected warmer temperatures, they've determined ice conditions will be unsafe. They had no choice but to cancel the event this year. They hope to hold the event in 2025. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
We're here to have a good day and hang out with all of you. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday. We got good things coming up for you. We are looking forward to getting into some good, we're going to talk about voting. We're going to kick things off there. We'll talk about that. Special day here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into that, how much our daily chores, how much do we value our daily chores at? You know, if we put them all in, how much it would cost somebody if they tried to charge us for it?
Oh my.
We'll get into that. The spot in the movie theater that has the most bacteria.
Ugh.
Yeah, that ain't right story we got to get to, I think. Yeah, that one's a little bit later. We'll get into that. Want to get into a couple of other ones, too. The hardest working city in the U.S.
Okay.
That might surprise some people. We'll get into that one a little bit later. Some entertainment news for you as well. Touch on some of those things coming up. We'll also get into, in the 9 o'clock hour, 4 ways to find a great bottle of wine.
Oh, okay.
And one state that says no way to seceding.
Ah.
Yeah. It's 2024, Melissa. Yep.
We're going to talk about that. All right. Yeah.
We're also looking forward to being joined by American Shaman. They're a new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber member. We're going to be joined by them about 9:20 today. Looking forward to that. That should be a fun conversation. Yeah. Lead us into our news. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date and all other things as well. Anything breaking across the wire, we'll cover for you.
Excellent.
Speaking of covering, I was trying to burn a little time here because I thought Brittany might be calling in. But she hasn't been able to get a hold of us. She hasn't been able to call in. She said that she's just got a message from her that she's having trouble with it. So I'll have to let her know. Everything's fine on our end. It's her fault. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. No. All right, we'll figure it out.
Way to go, Brittany.
We've definitely had some issues with our phones lately. We will get that figured out.
Well, that power outage, I think, knocked a few things for a loop.
Yeah, definitely did. Shout out to everybody working so hard on that. Our engineering team and, of course, Water and Light here in Rapids. Appreciate the team over there.
We'll get it fixed.
Yeah. Melissa, you mind filling a second or two here? I just got to take a drink here.
Sure. So the weather is sunny today. There's the sun is out. It's sunshiny. It's sunshiny. Shining down on us like the sun does. It warms us during the day, and we're going to get warmer, so I hear from sources.
There we go.
I shall not name, because I don't remember what they are.
That's your forecast, everybody. It's 28 route right now. I appreciate you filling some time there, Melissa. I needed to take a drink. I forgot my coffee. I didn't have a chance to grab coffee this morning, but thankfully, I had chocolate milk to drink this morning.
Hey!
Big thank you to you, Melissa, for that.
Well, there's
thank
a good
you.
Reason for that.
No.
It's your birthday, James! Okay, it's your birthday! And hey, you brought it up. I gave you a present. You brought it up on air, so I get to say it's your birthday. Happy birthday, James. Happy birthday.
It was a funny way to start the show. That's all. And I can't believe I forgot my coffee. Like, of all the things I got here and I'm running around, I'm like, wait, I'm saved. Melissa got me chocolate milk. So I've been drinking chocolate milk all morning.
Oh, good.
You would think I turned 13, not 47. You would think I did.
Now, the question is, though, did you add the chocolate syrup I got you?
No, I did not. I didn't have time to do that. I was thinking about it, though.
That was very responsible of you.
And it was very sweet of you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I barely got my day going and was bombarded by a bunch of wishes already. Thank you, everybody out there. Good. Appreciate you. And why do you remember this day? You guys got to have better things to do. And we got other great birthdays to celebrate. We got like 80 birthdays on our birthday list today. There's a lot more. There's a lot
80.
Bigger ones out
Oof-ta.
There. We'll have fun with that in just a little bit. And a big shout out to our friends at El Cafe for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club as I deflect. I want to talk voting, Melissa. That's much more important. Let's talk a little voting.
Voting is also important.
Now, if you've been listening to Melissa's news breaks the last couple of days, you've certainly been up to date on this, that we have our spring primary election happening today. The polls already opened about an hour ago this morning. Now, just locally here in Wisconsin Rapids, we're talking right now, and not a whole lot on the docket, what's on the ballot for this particular election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can go right to myvotewi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov right now to find out more information or see the same information that I'm seeing. Like, you want to search your ballot. You can just type in your address or your zip code or your whole street address and all of that and see that kind of information.
Mm-hmm.
You can also register to vote from there if you haven't done so already. Encourage you to do so.
I don't think you can do that today, but today you can register at the polls.
At the polls, I'm sorry. Thanks,
but
Melissa.
You can check to see if you're registered.
This is why she's the best. This is why she's head of news. but encourage you to do so, everybody. Our mayoral candidates, hopefully you got to know a little bit with our Midday Magazine, the three out of the four candidates that did join us.
Yes.
And you've gotten a chance to watch the video on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media from our League of Women Voters. A big shout out to both of those organizations. Really appreciate them and the work that they've done.
And there's also an article that I wrote up that got posted to our social media last night that links to both of those, the interviews and the mayoral candidate video.
Civicmedia.us. Be sure to check it out and all the other great reporting that is going on over there from Melissa and all of our great reporters and our team. A lot of work being done by our news team. Go ahead and check that out, everybody. And it's a great article you wrote up there, Melissa. I got to see it. Nice work by you. If I just wanted to make sure to wrap up with if you are in the Wisconsin Rapids area, you're in wards 1 through 10, you're going to vote at the Centralia Center at 223rd Avenue South. And wards 11 through 27 vote at East Junior High School Fieldhouse at 311 Lincoln Street.
Yep.
Be informed, get out there, vote, and appreciate everybody doing so.
And thank you to all of our election workers and poll workers out there today. Appreciate everything that you're doing to help keep democracy functioning in this country.
Yeah, we do. We still on our Sunrise show, we still do our National Day of Calendar, Melissa. And this day, you know, election days, whether they're kind of a pop-up day or they're a traditional day, they should be noteworthy and they should be on our calendar along with appreciating our election workers day. We should have a special day for that. Maybe that should be the day after the election, you know?
Yeah, they should get a day off.
Yeah. it's never been an easy gig to do something like that, let alone in the last 10 years. Like,
yes.
The cowards out there that take shots or mess with our workers, we got no time for that. And in history, in society, is moving a different direction. We're not going that direction. We're going the direction of adults. We're going the direction of people who can actually talk through their feelings, can actually express themselves, and don't have to
emotional
just,
maturity.
Aren't a bunch of dogs barking loud and saying nothing. Bunch of chihuahuas. You know, we're, that's not where history is going. That's not where time is taking us. You
and
want to be on the right side of history.
Be able to vote without harassment.
Yeah, of all the basics in life, that's got to be pretty high up there. That's got to be one of the major basics in life. Voting is not necessarily easy. Choosing a candidate,
deciding who.
Yeah. And we all understand that, unfortunately, there are still areas in our country that it's difficult to vote. Like, I don't think people realize that. We've heard plenty of stories of people in India or Africa traveling for, you know, 30, 40 miles on foot just to be able to vote. You know, I don't know how many people paid attention to South Africa when it changed over there or anything, but I remember reading and researching stories over there. It's incredible what it takes. We have some places in the South that aren't that far different, but people still get out there and vote and still go out there and do it.
A lot of polling places got shut down, and there's reasons for that. You should look into it.
Freedom isn't free. It takes work. It takes earning. It takes
democracy
all of us working together.
Work.
Yeah, democracy takes work, and it doesn't mean the people that agree with me and people think that I like the same way that I think, you know, that's it. End of discussion. No, democracy is about understanding the other side, listening to the other side, and not necessarily changing your opinion, but at least hearing the other side. If you are confident in your thoughts and feelings. It's not going to harm you to hear other information.
No. And you should always be open to new information and having these civil conversations and discussions. We shouldn't all agree on everything, because how can we? We all have different life experiences and different life circumstances. But that doesn't mean that you should put somebody else down or make them feel like their vote and their voice isn't important.
Right. And honestly, I mean, I did my homework and in voting for Homer Simpson for mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, I feel that
write-in vote?
Yes.
That's your write-in vote,
right,
James?
Right. No, it's not. Not going to do that.
Because you do have that option. You can write in
a candidate. Yeah, you can. It's the reason why I didn't make the joke I was going to make. Like, I've decided to run for mayor. I love the candidates, but I thought, you know, why not? Last second, I'm going to jump in there. No, I'm joking. We've got great candidates.
Don't write
please
James's
vote for,
name yes. in there just because it's his birthday
horrible
today.
Horrible humor. really bad political humor. But I'm trying, everybody. I'm trying to lighten the mood a little bit because it's going to be a tense year. Let's be honest. But it doesn't mean that it has
but
to be a divisive year. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to be that way.
We know it's going to be that way on a national level. But hey, here in our own local community, let's keep it civil.
Yeah.
Let's be nice to each other. Mm-hmm. Let's show them what true civility is.
That's the thing I think that is really fascinating to me about living in Wisconsin at this time in history. Wisconsin to the rest of the country is not just a purple state. We're the outlier. We're the ones that can show, hey, Republicans and Democrats can get along. They can actually do their job and do things for their constituents and do things for their state. We need them to. We've got huge issues going on, and we are always going to. That's been since the moment America was founded to the end of time. We're always going to have big things to tackle. We don't have time for silly, childish divisiveness. You don't like somebody or what, you know, somebody's political sign in their yard or something. Guess what? Don't look at it.
Yeah.
Period.
Don't look at it. Put up your own.
Yeah.
If you really want to. I mean, you have that freedom and enjoy that freedom.
It's not something that's just it's just given to you. It takes work and it takes earning, and
no,
it's something
and
that
there are many, many soldiers who have fought for us to have that freedom.
My cousin was one of those soldiers and is currently helping our government with trafficking in Texas. And the work that he's doing there and everything. And I've talked to him about this, about voting before. And we come from a long line of military members in our families, both my mom and dad's side. And for him, he's on the line of, you know, just vote. And I appreciate that. But I just would add being informed and voting. That's all. But appreciate you, Michael, and the work that you're doing out there. And I can't brag about the kid enough. He's got like 18 languages he knows. He's incredible. He's an impressive
awesome
kid. We've got to do some celebrate. Let's take a pause and check in with our partners. We'll come back and talk about one of those partners, El Cafe, with our birthday and anniversary club. Yeah. It's coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie. Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 47 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 27 on Wednesday. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe, the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to visit our friends over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards, taking a look at their Facebook page, which I encourage you to like and subscribe to. They hope everyone is having a great week so far. This week, they are revealing their new Mexican breakfast menu.
Woo-hoo.
They're going to be posting pictures and descriptions in their posts, so be sure to follow them online. Stop on down and try one or two or all of them.
Maybe not on the same day. But.
Yeah, good point. For today, Wednesday, and Thursday, they're going to be serving their meatloaf grilled cheese, roast beef wrap, or turkey bacon melt wraps. They're serving with fries or fruit. Friday, they're offering a bunch of great meals as well. Be sure to check out all the good things going on over there. Stop by and say hi to all of our friends at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. And a big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment here. Big thank you to all of you out there getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We want more and more and more of them. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, message us directly on our Facebook pages.
They can try to call. Please do. Please do. Let's see if our phones is working, that it can be picked up, because poor Brittany couldn't get through. I was just messaging with her. She's like, what's going on? We're trying to figure it out, girl. Just keep calling.
Please do. We love talking with you. Let's go ahead and see here, actually. Let's see. We got a call coming in. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is David with Solaris. I was just making a test call.
Well, thank you, David.
Hey, you got
David,
through.
You rock. Awesome. Thank you so
David,
much,
you're the
man.
Best.
Yeah, well, and appreciate the work you guys are doing over there.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
So we'll just have to tell Brittany something's going on her end. We'll check her number.
How do we say it's not you? It's not us. It's you. It's not you. It's us. We'll figure that out. We'll figure it out. Thank you very much, David, and appreciate you and the work your team does over there, man. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All awesome. Right. So right from...
we have the best partners.
Really do. Really do. And right from the source right there. Okay? So phones are working. Phones are working.
Okay. Okay.
We'll figure that out with Britt. We'll figure that out. We'll get her back tomorrow.
Maybe we'll test off air.
So feel free... Yes. Feel free to call up and join the conversation, everybody. 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you.
Yes, indeed.
We have...
Before you go to your list, we have to mention one who is not eligible to win today. We have a very, very special birthday. This young man was born many years ago. I don't know how many because I don't count how many years, and I'm bad at keeping it. Oh, wait, I have it in my phone. Let's see, what year were you born? 77? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. So in 1977... a young man was born rather inopportunely on a white couch. Things kind of have gone up since then. Happy birthday, James.
Thank you, Melissa. I cut your mic about 5 minutes ago.
You did not, you liar head. So all of our listeners, make sure you send James messages today or stop in and drop off stuff or tell him happy birthday. Embarrass the heck out of this guy because he deserves to have a good birthday and for it to be celebrated.
I am definitely cutting your mic now. I'm also very good. So we got to let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit. We are working with our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media to start doing being on YouTube live, having our morning show live a couple of times a week, adding a visual component to the audio and all that. I'm really glad they're not in today. I am bright red.
You wouldn't want
red.
Your red face to be on YouTube Live?
I am bright red. I have never, there's a few times I've felt more foolish on the air. I really felt like I could coast through this segment and nothing was going to come up. It was not going to come up.
You really thought I wasn't going to mention anything?
I don't know what I was thinking. I apparently wasn't. well done, and thank you very much. I appreciate
you
so
much.
You're welcome. We do have some big names here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got... seven possible qualifiers today.
Oh, well, you share this day with a lot of awesome people there, James.
Really do. And a big shout out to all of them. Appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Let's go ahead and get into the celebrating. But first, Melissa, I need a 1 through 7 from you.
Well, I have to pick 7.
Yeah, I kind
of
got it.
It's one of my favorite numbers.
It's a great number. It's my dad's favorite number, too.
Dad.
So let's go ahead and get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Sarah Krause.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Sarah's worked over on the WRCT stage a couple of times. We've met her through there. She's a wonderful person. Great person. I appreciate you, Sarah. I hope you're having a great day.
Enjoy your birthday.
Another great citizen of this area, Brian Hansen, we wish happy birthday to.
Brian. Happy birthday, Brian.
Brian's done a lot of good in this community. We appreciate him for that and so much more. Keep up the great stuff, Brian. We wish a happy birthday to an old friend of ours around here, Cameron Ehlers Kutarski.
Happy birthday, Cameron.
Cameron used to join us for Visit Rome when she worked over there and won an award over there for how the work that she was doing. A great, great human being. Great person. I love one of those early people I got to meet during Midday Magazine to just still keep in touch with, and a great human being. We got a great family over there. Moved a little bit out of town. Doing really well. We wish a happy birthday to Larry Barthels.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. We wish a happy birthday to Bo Saplina.
Happy birthday, Bo.
Have a great day, Bo. Enjoy your day. And a happy birthday to George Fletty.
Happy birthday, George.
And wishing you a good day, George. Enjoy your day. And our qualifiers celebrating their 53rd anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Ross and Linda Lou Miller.
Ross and Linda Lou. Oh, my goodness. Happy anniversary, you two.
A big happy 53rd to you. A shout out to our friend Raquel, who got us that. That's her parents.
Nice.
They're celebrating their 53rd. And thank you, Raquel. She also snuck in there a happy birthday to me, and I appreciate that. That was very sweet. And a happy 53rd to Ross and Linda Lou. That is a beautiful
number
right there. 53.
Yeah. Enjoy your anniversary, and congratulations on being our qualifiers.
I want to say it's been about 4 or 5 years that in a row that we've gotten to celebrate Ross and Linda, and I cannot tell you how much I get a kick, and I love, just get a big energy burst in my heart every time we're doing these, and we see these consistent names. It really does mean a lot to us and our listeners, everybody. We've joked before about the listeners we have out in Finland and Sweden that enjoy this segment, but I talk to locals all the time, at least more than a handful of times a year, I hear from people that they love that we still do this segment. There's very few people that do anymore. They'll do celebrity birthdays, but they don't do local birthdays or anything.
Well, but we're local radio, and that's and we have the best listeners. Yeah. And so that's why we enjoy celebrating all of you. And I don't know about you, James, but I like being reminded when it's somebody's birthday that I know. Even if it's not somebody that I'm super close to, even just, you know, a friend that I see a couple times a year, or somebody that I've done a theater show with, I love knowing it's their birthday, because it's nice to be able to reach out and say, hey, enjoy your special day.
I get such a kick out of it too, Melissa. I'm 100% with you. I could be somebody that I haven't talked to in 10 years, and they're on Facebook, you know, I get a Facebook notification that it's your birthday or something. I'm like, oh, I'll reach out to them. I haven't talked to them in a while or something.
It's
or
a good excuse.
Even if you don't do that, it's just a nice, like, oh, I hope they're having a good day. Like, we don't take enough small wins in life. And I think birthdays, while there's nothing necessarily small about it, it's not, you know, maybe winning the Super Bowl or something. Maybe especially you get to a certain age, you've had a lot of them. Heck, it's a lot better than the alternative. Celebrate your day. Celebrate. Enjoy your day. Appreciate life. Have fun.
I hope you're directing that at yourself.
It was James. It was starting to sink in towards the end of the sentence.
Of
it was
what start, you were
it,
saying.
Yeah. It was starting to be like, oh, geez. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Okay. Got to start taking my own medicine, maybe. Let's look
enjoy
at celebrities.
Enjoy your day.
Let's look at celebrities. That seems better, like a better idea.
No, it's not. But fine.
Rihanna's 36 today.
Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You share a birthday.
We ever meet, I got an icebreaker.
That's what you're going to start with?
It's what I'm not going to start with. It's
Are you
going to
bring your birth certificate so you can prove it? Or your driver's license?
I got my driver's license ready to go. I bump into Riri. I bump into her at like the Grammys or something like that. For some reason, I'm there for whatever reason. And I don't call her that, by the way.
Don't call her that.
And I awkwardly say, we share a birthday. And she politely smiles and says, oh, isn't that nice? And then moves on, because I got nothing else. Nothing else. You're a really good artist. Trevor Noah is 40 today. Former Daily Show host, great stand-up comedian, fantastic, smart, funny. I love the guys that can do that. Balance that.
It's appreciated.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite pitchers of the last 15 years or so, Justin Verlander, is 41 today. Currently pitching for the Houston Astros. He's married to Kate Upton. And he married Kate Upton 2 days after he won the World Series for the Astros. Like, that's a great move. Like, what a good year. What a week. Yeah, that was a heck of a week. And one of the cooler athletes that I've seen, in part because of the way he has bounced back from surgeries and injuries and still continued to, at this age, at 41, you still don't want to face him. And usually guys, he doesn't have the same stuff he had when he was 20, but he's learned to work with what he's but he's learned to work with what he's got and make it, it's kept him in the league. I admire guys that can do that. They don't just kind of sit back. They keep working at it.
Yeah.
Sidney Crawford is 58.
Wow.
Sidney Crawford's 58. Wow.
58.
I don't know if that's young or old for us because, you know, she's been a part of our, been around, in the, you know, so for so long and everything. But either way, I mean, you know, credit to her. She made quite a
She's had a very, very illustrious career.
Mm-hmm. The round mound of rebound. Charles Barkley is 61. Charles Barkley has had such an interesting career. Great college career, fantastic pro career, Hall of Famer. While a lot of people will bring up right away that Charles Barkley never won an NBA championship, I will bring up that he was on the Dream Team, the greatest team ever assembled, and he's won Olympic gold. And if you, if I had to choose between Olympic gold and an NBA Finals or any championship, I wouldn't. I wouldn't even blink. Gold. Give me the gold. Give me. I could represent my whole country. Yeah, yeah. Give me that. Charles Barkley's gone from that and gone into the microphone and gone on to arguably the greatest NBA show there is, NBA Today, and he's done that for many, many years. And there's generations that don't really know him, the player, and it's kind of interesting to me because he was such a good player and so well known for that.
Well, I've even heard the name, and you know me, I don't really pay any attention to sports.
A heck of an athlete. Sandy Duncan is 78.
Sandy Duncan.
Another famous actress right there. And then some people no longer with us. I say this every year. There are two actors. If I have to, you know, I know I ramble about Robin Williams and Jodie Foster and Denzel Washington. But if you ask me the two greatest actors I have ever seen, the most talented actors of all time, it is Cary Grant and Sidney Poitier, who is celebrating a birthday today. Sidney Poitier would have been born in this day in 1927. You can't watch a scene of Sidney Poitier's and not be blown away. But I don't believe that there's a term in theater and in acting, throwaway lines. You know, how you doing today? Fine. You know, something like that. Sidney Poitier, fine. Like you would feel it. You would feel that. Like, wow, the way you said fine there. It's just incredible. I've never seen another actor like him or as good as him. The best. Kurt Cobain, also born on this day in 1967, passed away in 94. I think that Kurt's music and write songwriting and stuff, you like it or you don't, here or there. I love mentioning his daughter, Frances Bean, and how well she is doing. And credit to her and the people in her life that have helped her have a good life, and seems to be at least, and doing so well. And we miss you, Kurt. We miss you. I do at least.
Gone too soon.
Walter Becker, born on this day in 1950, passed away in 2017. Co-founder, co-songwriter, guitarist, bassist for Steely Dan. Good, incredible artist. Donald Fagen is the heart of Steely Dan, of course, and the production and so much of it. But Walter Becker's the soul. Walter Becker, it's not the same without him. John Jerome Giles, or Jay Giles, leader of the Jay Giles Band, born on this day in 1946. My Angel is Centerfold. And a couple of hits.
Just a couple.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate everybody sending us these birthdays and anniversaries. Everybody, keep them coming, everybody. We appreciate you and enjoy your day, everyone out there. One more time, happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Happy 53rd anniversary to Ross and Linda Lou Miller.
Congratulations, Ross and Linda Lou.
Enjoy and have some fun after over at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say they have their own problems. Republican Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green tells Civic Media's Phil Nee that one new Senate district stretches from Richland Center to Madison.
You think about the issues in the city of Madison versus city of Richland Center. I mean, it's just two different worlds.
Markline says he doesn't expect Republicans to sue to delay the new maps. The new maps will mean a lot of changes and a lot of tough decisions for some state lawmakers. WisPolitics reports 21 state lawmakers are now drawn into the same districts, including 6 in the Senate and 11 in the Assembly. Some lawmakers say they plan to move in order to try to stay in office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Stevens Point voters will have the opportunity to vote today to narrow the field of candidates running for school board. They are Bob Larson, Meg Erler, Miguel Campos, Jim Lepic, Judy Rano, Heidi Sorensen, and Will Sheeter. Voters will pick three candidates on the ballot. You can visit myvote.wi.gov for more information on your polling place and what you need to register. The Wood County Sheriff's Department reminds listeners that February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. One in three youth experience physical, sexual, or emotional abuse from someone they're in a relationship with before they become adults. Two out of three don't ask for help. 40% of teenage girls between 14 and 17 report knowing someone their age who has been hit or beaten by a boyfriend. The department encourages teaching and talking to youth about consent, healthy relationships, boundaries, and sharing resources of where to get help or who to talk to. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers warming up in Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers getting ready for their first game in spring training when they face the Padres Saturday. The team re-signing pitcher Brandon Woodruff to a two-year deal as he recovers from surgery on his shoulder. NFL, the Packers hiring a new strength and conditioning coach. He is Aaron Hill, who's been the 49ers assistant coach the past four seasons. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard met with reporters and was asked, what do you say to a team that's dropped out of the top 25 rankings after losing five of their last six games?
No, I think there's, you know, you look at, you know, we've had other teams go through it too. I don't look at, because we don't talk much when we've won five in a row or six in a row or seven of eight. And I don't worry about or talk about, oh, we've lost X number of how many, or we've won one in a row or two in a row. Let's get ready for Maryland and take it one day at a time and one game at a time.
That's the Badgers head coach, Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 47 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 27 on Wednesday. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Mm-hmm. Hope you're having a good day out there. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. I want to remind you that you can hear that live. Our good friends over at Save of the Arts are got some great upcoming shows on the way for you. One of those coming up March 7th, How Sweet It Is, Steve Leslie Sings, James Taylor. Get your tickets at saveofthearts.com, saveofthearts.com. Be listening today from the 3 o'clock spot. We'll have our friends from Save of the Arts in. We'll talk with Executive Director of the Arts Council, Sally Kistner. Eric Britnocker will be with us. And we are going to talk with Annie Aiello, who is, of course, the Always Olivia.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, Annie's going to join us. Looking forward to talking with her. Annie's got quite the career and an amazing band behind her. Cannot wait to get to know her a little bit more. She's going to call us up today, and we'll be talking with her a little bit later. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting conversation.
Be sure to join us today from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. Right now, I know a lot of you got chores to do today, got a lot of things to do around the house, getting stuff done middle of the week and all that. You ever running around doing stuff and like, if they charged me for this, what could I make? I've never thought that once in my life, but apparently some people have. A new survey asked people to put a price on all their chores they do, both around the house and out and running errands. And the average person says they value it at $134 a day.
Hmm.
That would be almost 2,000 per 2-week pay period, because chores do not stop on the weekends. It would be almost 50K per year.
Yeah, that's $16.75 an hour. Counted at an eight-hour day.
And Melissa, I don't believe we have to really research that. That's higher than minimum wage in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, by far. Twice over.
I was just going to say, in fact, isn't that twice as much? So does that seem high or low to you? Not minimum wage. Obviously, that seems low to anybody who's got intelligence.
and pays bills.
Yeah, the pays bills, more important, more to the point. Yes, I shouldn't say the intelligence thing. It's more important. If you're paying bills, you understand the minimum wage doesn't do it. But does it seem high or low for these chores? If you do a lot of work, you might feel like it's undervaluing your time, but you also may have to think about it from the other side. How much would you pay someone else to do all the chores already normally around your house? Cooking, cleaning, driving the kids back and forth, making sure they get to practice, shopping for groceries, so on and so on. The endless chore list.
Yeah, and for those of us who have actually worked in that industry, because I did that kind of job when I was a teenager. My mother and I cleaned houses for people, and we, you know, and cleaned businesses. And while it wasn't necessarily, while some of it was also chores, depending on who we were doing the work for, most of it was cleaning. But that's a lot of what our chores involve around the house, is cleaning.
Yeah, yeah. And I... I'm pretty sure
I got paid $10 an hour, maybe.
I didn't want to ask, but I would have asked off air probably. I know a lot of the I have not worked in that part of the industry, but working in hotels and knowing a lot of the people and helping a lot of times cleaning a room when we were overbooked or something, or had to, you know, clean a or get a room cleaned quick and I'd help out or something. That I like cleaning for me, I don't mind it that much. Nobody wants to do it.
It's hard work though.
But I don't mind it. But that work, like I thought I was a neat freak with my own stuff. But when you're cleaning for somebody else, oh man, do you make sure, like at least the way I was doing it, in the way that people, I was just keeping up with the people I was cleaning with. They were great. They were really good at it. You know, just everything spotless. That is work. And I don't know that we really... There's things in society that I don't think we apply. We may call it work, but in our brain, we don't give it the due that it deserves. I do. I think we do this with single parents every day. Every day we do this with single parents and parenting in general, but specifically single parents, where we just never really appreciate what that job is, what that is to do that.
How much it is for one person to be able to do all of the things that should be done by two.
I think retail is a lot like that. A lot of retail, I should say. Maybe not all jobs, but a lot of retail is, oh, a monkey could do that or something. No, they couldn't. No, a monkey couldn't put up with you. A monkey would rip your face off. A monkey, I mean, come on, let's be real here. Everybody has these moments where we've treated the clerk bad or something like that, and usually they roll with it. I mean, there's a lot
of... What other choice do they have?
Exactly.
If they don't, they're going to get fired from the job that they have that is currently, you know, at least somewhat paying their bills. Because the unfortunate reality is that a lot of these jobs are underappreciated, like you're saying, so therefore they're underpaid.
Yeah. And it's something to keep in mind when you are, you know, going through your day-to-day, running these errands today and everything.
And how much is your time worth?
Yeah. And now I do like the idea of, like, if you have a significant other, And saying, you know, hey, I worked this much today. I made this much. How about you? See how that goes over. See, good luck with that. And I hope you clean the couch because you're going to be sleeping on it. You're going to be.
Well, you know, you actually bring up a good idea that I think would be a fun thing to do if you're able to. I mean, for people that could, you know, say, all right, I spent 3 hours doing housework today. Let's bank that money towards a vacation.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
How cool would that be?
I like that.
If you can do it. Because how many of us have money at the end of our month, you know, or at the end of our paycheck to put into savings? Unfortunately, a very low percent.
Well, yeah, yeah. To kind of piggybacking off of that a little bit, when I was younger, there was a stretch where my mom and dad were trying not to swear around Jill and I too much, and they had a swear jar. And that lasted a couple days. and the jar, like,
was full.
Yeah, the jar was really full. Like, we were putting.
Or they ran out of change.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We're like, we were too poor for this. What are we doing? But their goal was to do something like that. And maybe it's 20 some years later, but my parents are actually now starting to plan that trip that they talked about back then. They're actually starting now to plan it. They are going to, my dad the other day, I saw him planning out this trip to Alaska that they're talking about.
Yeah, awesome.
It's wild. I never would have thought they'd do something, but he's really gung-ho about this. They're going to do it. I'm pretty certain they're going to. Let's touch on this one right here, because this is kind of interesting, and I don't think a lot of people would know this one. The Navy has lifted its ban on sailors putting their hands in their pockets, which is a major win for sailors who never know what to do with their hands.
I didn't know that was a rule.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people would know this one. I only know it because I know a lot of stuff about the military that maybe, you know, isn't useful unless you're in the military. But maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know.
This is almost worse than not having pockets.
Yeah, which you know
because
quite a bit
about.
Because
you have pockets, but you can't use them? That's just not fair.
The biggest injustice in the clothing industry, it arguably, is no pockets for women. It doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't make a darn bit of sense.
Or fake pockets.
Yeah.
Or pockets that are sewn shut. And then when you get them open, they're like an inch deep.
I'd rather have no pockets than fake pockets. Fake pockets, like, I've never dealt with anything like, oh, wait a minute, no. I had a play that I was in where my costume had fake pockets in the jacket. Mm-hmm. And I would try to put things in it all the time. And nothing. I can't imagine how frustrating that would be. That was just in a play. I just had to wear that thing for like an hour or so. I can't imagine. That ain't right, man. That ain't right. And you can make the argument women need pockets more than men. Half the time men only need pockets is because women don't have pockets. Here, can you hold this? Here, can you hold this?
Can you carry this for me, please?
Yeah. So they go on to say in the service memo, quote, sailors are unauthorized to have hands in their pockets when doing so does not compromise safely, nor prohibit the proper rendering of honors and courtesies. They also announced a few uniform changes, including the return of the female combination cover, also known as the bucket cover. They were retired in 18 to make the uniforms more unisex, but since then, female sailors have been asking for them to be brought back. It sounds like an optional thing. So that's kind of cool. Also, women can now wear fake eyelashes or eyelash extensions that project a natural appearance and no longer than 14 millimeters.
Okay.
So, you know, that makes some of that stuff certainly makes sense. You know, they've got a job that they're doing, and that's important. And one of the most important jobs in the free world. So we appreciate that work. And I don't see the harm. Like, part of the uniform, the way it was always expressed to me from my grandfather, a former Marine, he's no longer with us. My grandfather would always tell me, I like teams. I like watching my teams play and everything. That is our military in essence, and that is why everybody's wearing the same uniform. They are a cohesive unit. They are all for one and one for all. And if one falls, you go, you pick him up. No man left behind, all of these things. Mm-hmm. I think you can have that while also having a bit of, I want to say individuality, for lack of a better word, though, that whether it's fake eyelashes or just giving the option of having pockets.
But the bucket cover is the type of hat. I had to look it up because I didn't know what it was.
Mm. One thing that worries me about this is the need to do this so that you can get more recruits, you and I like to champion as far as minimum wage. I feel the same way about getting more and more good people into our armed services. We need that. We need it in on the police level, on the firefighter level, on the EMT level, and we certainly need it on the military level.
Yes,
We appreciate everybody that is currently enlisted, appreciate their families, and all of our past soldiers, of course, all of our friends at VFW and that. We appreciate all the work that they're doing. And glad that a lot of our sailors can now put their gum in their pocket.
Their hands in their pockets.
Yeah, they can put some in their mouth. But, you know, where are you going to put it otherwise? It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa and I are going to take a quick time out, check in with some partners. When we come back, we're talking about the hardest working cities in America.
Ooh.
It's coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 47 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 27 on Wednesday. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
Thank you, Patsy. Melissa and James back here with you. We appreciate you joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. If I have any free time tonight, I'm going to be spending it watching scenes from Sidney Poitier movies, listening to a little Nirvana and Patsy Cline. That's what I'm going to be doing. It's in my head now. So this seems like a bit of a prank, a joke, but apparently it isn't. An annual study says the hardest working city in America is, drum roll please, nicely done, Melissa.
I'm actually bad at it, but go ahead.
It's pretty good. It's better than what we got. Washington, D.C.
Ooh.
Washington, really? D.C. Yeah. Not that you'd be able to tell by any laws being passed or bills being passed, but, you know.
Well, there's a lot of other workers in that city besides lawmakers.
Well, I did. I will admit, I did see this as an opportunity to mention. Oftentimes in our political history, you don't have to do a lot of deep digging to find this. The biggest things that were done and the hardest working people in Washington, D.C. are not household names. Are oftentimes a senator or a congressman from a smaller state or a state that you maybe have never even visited, but they're working their tails off for the American people. Unfortunately, they don't usually get talked about as much because they're not in the news as much because they're doing their job.
Right.
And
right.
They don't care about 15 seconds of fame or always having to be right or, I don't know, looking younger. They think they look younger or something. I don't know. Or so many of... I don't think it's that hard to tell the politician that is in this for the quote unquote right reasons and the politician that's trying to get their 15 seconds of fame. I think they tell us right away, one, in the fact that whether they get anything done.
Right.
And when they speak, how often do they say I? This isn't that much different than when you're on the dating circuit or you're meeting people as friends or anything like that. You know, pay attention to that stuff. How many times they're saying I, or how many times they have to make sure that they bring themselves up in a conversation or in a retort or something like that. Human beings have a lot of tells, and you don't have to be a human lie detector to figure them out.
Mm-hmm. And I have heard often, you know, listen to what they say. And then also, what are they trying to make you feel? Are they trying to make you feel outraged and angry? Why?
Yeah, yeah. Are they trying to separate you? Are they speaking about what they're trying to get done if they were to be in office? Or are they talking about the other person and trying to get you, trying to divide people? Mm-hmm. Because we don't need help. We already do that in our own, as a society. We separate ourselves and everything. And that's just part of life, I think. Now, the idea of that other stuff is a lot more... It's a lot more divisive, obviously, and it's right. childish to me. I feel like, mm-hmm. As an adult, there are certain things you agree to. You have to to come with being an adult. Being an adult is not a privilege. It is not a birthright. It is a privilege. It's not a birthright. It's something that you earn and you get to mm-hmm. do. And as you are an adult and part of society, you got to act like one.
Well, and you know that working in any kind of in any relationship, whether it's at work or in your personal life or, you know, doing things at your job, you can't just say, well, if it's not my way, I'm just taking my toys and I'm going home.
Yeah, right. You guys, I'm going home. For the study, WalletHub compared the 116 biggest cities in the U.S. using 11 key metrics like employment rates, average work week hours, volunteer hours, percentage of unused vacation time, and average commute. Based on that, the 10 hardest working cities are D.C., which is a smaller city, sort of. So, I mean, maybe that comes into play a little bit on that. But
maybe,
I don't want to take...
commute times would probably...
Well, yeah, good imagine. Point. Yeah, good point. Yeah. The commute times in D.C. are pretty hectic from what I hear. Number two, Irving, Texas.
Wow.
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Ooh, that's surprising.
Yeah. Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Anchorage, Alaska. Norfolk, Virginia, Dallas, San Francisco, Denver, and Austin, Texas. There were 9 Texas cities in the top 20.
Wow.
So as far as commute times and everything, you know, a little...
Well, Texas is a really big place.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, there were times when, as a kid in Chicago, I've only got to go, like, walking distance. It's only, like, a couple blocks away, but it took me, like, 20 minutes to get there or half an hour in a cab or taking the L or something like that. I hear D.C. is very similar, New York very similar. Texas, pack a lunch.
Wyoming probably too.
Yeah.
It's so rural.
I understood that. The first time I went to Texas, the first couple times I went to Texas, it was with Texans. It was with people from there, and they tried to warn me of this. Hey, we're leaving Houston. We're going.
Bring water.
Yeah. We're going to Galveston. You know, okay, fine, whatever. You know, I travel all the time. Especially here in the Midwest, it's nothing to go to another state or another city. Woo, that was something.
Bring a book. Bring a lunch.
Because it's so
to drink.
There's so much flat land. There's so much like they don't have much nature out there. It's just dead zone for a while, and then all of a sudden there's the big Sam Houston statue like out of nowhere. it's something. I really like Texas. Actually, I'm not talking bad about it. It's just
it's a lot of pretty country.
Looking at, of course, some local cities here in the Midwest, how did they rank? Let's go ahead and check this out. Like Chicago, ranking at 87. St. Louis, Missouri at 76.
Okay.
I see, let's see here, if I can get this computer to work. Fargo, North Dakota at 47. Now, how about locally? Well, back-to-back, Madison's at 101 and Milwaukee at 102.
Hey, that's not bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. And I think if you've spent any time in either one of those cities, all the precursors we gave you add up. Yeah, you know, I like Milwaukee. I've spent a lot of time in Milwaukee. I wouldn't say that I've spent a ton of more time. Maybe a weekend at the most. But I've always enjoyed my time there. I love Madison. Madison is one of my top 5 favorite cities in this country. I love Madison.
It's a bigger city that doesn't feel like a big city, which is something I've always said, you know, if I had to live in a city, I would pick Madison.
Something about college towns I just really love. I don't know. There's something about living in them. I like Point. I spent a lot of time in DeKalb, where Northern Illinois University is. Something about it. And Madison, to me, has such a great combination of what you just said, along with being a college town while also having a lot of, you know, old infrastructure or old
buildings.
Some
architecture.
Some culture to it. You know, and there's such great history. God, some of the walks you can take along the river, just beautiful, beautiful.
Well,
love that
and then
city.
There are the two lakes, which confuse the heck out of me every time. I get so lost in that city. But, you know, we have GPS. It's fine.
I used to. I was with you. I used to get so lost in that city.
Oh, no, I still do.
I spent a couple summers out there, and then my ex-wife is from that area, and now my sister lives over there. So I've gotten a chance to get to know it a little bit better.
Oh, my best friend. One of my best friends lives there, and we go every day. I use GPS to find her house every single time.
Right on.
To be fair, she's lived in like six places.
Well, yeah,
so,
that is fair. That's noteworthy. Yeah, yeah.
And every time I look up her address in my phone, I'm like, is this the right one? I probably have like three of them in there.
As Melissa gets to know Madison a little bit better, we're going to get to know American Shaman a little bit better. They're going to join us at 9:20 as a new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber member. A big note about that, if you are on the fence and thinking about joining our local chamber, encourage you to do so. One of the benefits that you get is being able to join us on the air here for 10 minutes, talk about your business. It's free advertising that comes with being a chamber member. And certainly, there's so many things that come with being a chamber member. You really can't put a price tag on. Appreciate our friends over at the Wisconsin Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and setting up that interview so we can talk with American Shaman a little bit later. Looking forward to that. If you've been listening to Melissa's news like you should be, you probably already heard about this. But just in case, we wanted to let people know that the Kiwanis Youth Day has been canceled.
Yes, for this weekend they had to cancel it.
They're very disappointed, and we're just as sad for them and the kids and everybody that would have been able to participate in this. But they
safety first,
exactly. And they've a big shout out to Kiwanis and all of the people all the people behind that. They're going to try again in 2025. They'll be holding their summer event on June 1st. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, mark your calendars
and support the work that they're doing over there. Big shout out to them. We'll take a time out, check in with our partners, and we'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
This